This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, find peace, guidance, inspiration, and wisdom with Abdel Fattah De Yemi's official app.
Living the life is more than just a measure of time spent on the accumulation of experiences. It's the art of being fully present in the moment. It is being aware of the fleeting beauty that surrounds us. Life is a balance between the inevitable passage of time and the choices we make within time. It is about understanding that existence is not merely about survival, but about thriving, about growing, and finding meaning in every breath that we draw. To live the life is to engage with both the highs and the lows with a sense of purpose. It's not the pursuit of constant pleasure or avoidance of pain. It is the willingness to embrace all that life offers: the joy of success, the lessons of failure, happiness in marriage, not very happy in marriage, the peace of solitude, and the richness of relationship. All of these come together, and you understand that this is what it is. Life is what it is. It is realizing that every experience, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant, can contribute to the mix of the concoction of who we are becoming. You are a conglomeration of all your experiences put together. If you see an old person, you should respect the fact that it is a lot of so many years of experiences that have come together to formulate who they have become. Life is a journey and not a destination. Sometimes we chase after goals and milestones because we think that happiness lies at the end of some distant horizon. But living the life means recognizing that the horizon will always move forward. It's the mirage. And that the true beauty of life is in the steps we take to get there, not even when we get there already. It is the moments of reflection, the laughter that we have shared, the memories we have created, the tears that we shed, and the wisdom that we gain along the way. These are the things that actually make us to live the life. So living the life also means acknowledging our vulnerability. We are humans. It is to understand that time is a gift that slips through our fingers with each passing day. The human desire to leave a mark, or to leave children behind when we die, or to be remembered by all and sundry, these are all testament to our yearning for immortality. However, there is an irony to this immortality. It is not found in the length of our days, but found in the depth of our living. It is found in the kindness that we offer. It is found in the love that we share. It is found in the impact we have on others. In this way, life echoes long after our physical presence has faded away. And in living life, we understand that happiness is not something to be pursued, but something to be discovered within ourselves. It is the simple moments that often go unnoticed. Ultimately, living the life is about being fully alive, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually. It is about feeling the pulse of existence in everything that we do. It is knowing that each moment is precious, that each breath is irreplaceable, and that each day is an opportunity to live with intention, to live with purpose, and to live with gratitude. Then, how do we live to linger longer? Must our stay alive be extended? There's a quiet irony in the human condition. We are beings that are bound by time, yet we are possessed by a desire to linger longer on earth, to stretch the fleeting moments of this existence into something that is eternal. From the moment we first draw our breath, we march steadily towards an end that we cannot escape. You cannot press pause on life, so there's something that keeps dragging us and keeps dragging us towards one kind of end like that. And despite this, the heart beats with an endless hunger to remain. The way the heart is beating, it doesn't seem to want to stop beating one day. But you know, we build, we dream, we conquer, as if somehow we might trick the passage of time, as if all of the things we have accomplished will just stand as monuments to our resistance against the inevitable. As if you can just present your houses or present your cars or show Asarairu the money you are having in your account so that it can spare your life. No, it doesn't work that way. The truth is always there. The truth is whispering beneath the rush of our days that life is transient. Like leaves that are born on the wind, we are carried from the tree of life only to fall and wither. Then we become one with the soil that nourished us. The earth rotates, but it is indifferent to our desires. The life doesn't care whether you have achieved what you want to achieve or not. The earth will still rotate. The moon appears and disappears without paying attention to our aspirations. The sun rises and sets, and it doesn't care if we finish what we are here to do or not. Everything we touch, everything we love, will one day fade away, and we too will return to the dust from which we came. Even if we don't want to leave this world, the world will still leave us and life will still go on. And in our quest to live longer, we are not merely fighting the decay of our bodies, we are also wrestling with the deep-rooted desire for meaning. We wish to linger, not simply for more years, but for more time to become, for more time to transcend, for more time to be happy, for more time to have with families, for more time to leave behind a mark that outlasts our flesh. The author writes not just to compose, but to imprint a piece of themselves on a book that may outlive them. The same way the architect designs not merely to build, but to leave a structure behind that will stand when they can no longer do so. But as we chase this elusive permanence and perpetuation, senescence, that's our steady companion, will always be walking beside us. And senescence seems to be another name for Asarairu, that is busy checking the time, checking the schedule, watching over us and saying to himself that, look, your time will come someday. So with every passing year, it reminds us that to linger longer is not to escape aging, but to accept its presence. Our bodies change, our energies fade, and we find ourselves slowed by the weight of the years. Yet as we age, we discover that perhaps the true beauty of life lies in the depth, but not in its length. Let me say that again. The true beauty of life lies in the depth, not in the length. In many ways, the desire to linger longer is the longing for moments of significance, for connections that endure even when the body cannot stand again. Allah Akbar. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this. The Prophet said, "Iktanim khamsan qabla khamsi, shababaka qabla haramik, wasihataka qabla sakamik, wa ghinaka qabla fakrik, wa faraghaka qabla shughlik, wa hayataka qabla mautik." Allah Akbar. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Take advantage of five before five. Your youth before your old age, your health before your illness, your wealth before your poverty, your free time before you become busy, and your life before your death. If you can take care of all of these things, then you are not aging, but you are younging, and you can begin to linger longer while taking advantage of the age that you are in now in preparation for the old age. But mind you, reaching old age is not certain. It is not everyone that will reach that same old age. Aging is the one constant drifting and shifting in the river of time. No matter how we try to swim against its current, it carries us forward, unstoppable, unavoidable, irresistible, and irreversible. Because as we are swept along, we are given the choice to find peace in the brevity of our stay. So taking care of that chance you have, that choice you have, is an ability for you to linger longer while you are younging and not aging. To linger longer may not be possible in the physical sense, because there's a time we'll not be able to do it again. But it's in the memories that we leave behind. And with this, let me give you an example of the yeast that we eat in bread. The yeast that we use for baking bread. You see, the human life begins with birth, a moment filled with potential and the promise of growth. And each person starts as a unique individual shaped by genetics and environment and ready to embark on their journey. As for the yeast begins its life as a tiny, insignificant organism. When introduced to the right environment, that is warm water and sugar, it activates and it starts to grow the same way like a human body responding to nurturing care. Then, for human beings, throughout life, we seek purpose and meaning, and this can be found in relationships, the marriages we had, the works we did, the creativity and the personal growth, and each person contributes to the world in their own way, and we all strive to leave a positive impact. As for the yeast, the purpose of the yeast in the bread is to ferment and to cause the dough to rise. In doing so, it transmutates simple ingredients into something greater. Just water and sugar, it becomes bread. And this process is similar to human beings finding their purpose and making a meaningful contribution to society. So human life, the end of human life is inevitable. It is marked by death. And then the life of the yeast, its own end is bread that is baked. The heat of the oven will kill the yeast, but the work is complete. The bread is now risen and baked and serves as nourishment and symbolizes the lasting impact of one's effort. So when the yeast rises, that is when we arise too. But the yeast will not rise forever. There will come a time when the yeast will have to go into the oven and the heat will kill the yeast and the bread will remain. How long should the bread remain in the oven? It has limit. You cannot, because you want the bread to be sweeter and to be better, you make it overstay in the oven. If it does that, your bread is going to get burnt. And when you stay in this world, you want to linger longer beyond necessary time, then you'll be shocked, you'll be donated to a museum. You'll become a living ancestor. So we have our time, we have our limit. When the yeast makes the dough to rise, that is the opportunity the yeast has to achieve its own purpose in life. And by the time the bread is put into the oven to bake, that is the peak of the achievement of the yeast. And by the time the bread is removed, before it is time for it, you see that the bread looks funny, kind of, it looks whitish. It is not sweet, it doesn't achieve its potential, it has not risen well enough, and it doesn't taste so nice, and it looks sick. That is the bread that is whitish. Nobody likes to eat it. It looks undone. And may Allah save us from death at a time when we are not ripe enough to leave this world. As for the bread that has stayed just at the right moment, now this is it now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows for how long we are going to linger on earth. And He knows the right moment when we are ripe enough, when we are baked enough as a bread that's supposed to be fresh and nourishing to anybody that will eat it. And Allah takes the life of people whenever He wills, when they are ripe and when they are okay. And may Allah let us continue to remain in this world so long as being alive is good for us. And may Allah take us away from this world when Allah sees that we are already baked as a bread. We are fresh and we are brown enough to live. May Allah let us live at the right time. What you must strive about is that it is not about living in fear of the inevitable end, but in gratitude for the chance to be here, the chance to love, the chance to rise, the chance to grow, and the chance to give nourishment to others. And when our time comes to return to the earth, we do so with the quiet understanding that while our bodies may fade, the essence of what we were will still remain imprinted into the life that we have touched, into the hearts we have healed, and into the world that we helped to shape. And conceivably, that is the truest way to linger longer on earth and live through the old age with grace, with gratitude and graciousness. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Download the Abdulfattah Adiyani app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. edit your universe.